possible.
Yeah, moonshiner.
Well, I made a couple other attempts, because he was a type that I hadn't
met. He thought you were going to get into the...
Well, he just didn't understand what I was doing,
yeah.
I guess. He's a nice fellow.
He thought you were leading all up to this corn business.
Yeah, you're going to find out how much corn
yeah.
I know, and then he'll...
Yeah.
He was just sharp as a razor, though, when it came to that.
Uh-huh.
But, it was a good interview. It went very quickly.
That would be interesting to hear what some of these people, you know,
yeah.
what the ones that really had different dialect.
There's great diversity. Well, you notice it here in Enid, too, your speech.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of German descent people here, and some things, the ones that always get me is... I'll see once.
Huh?
You ever hear them say that?
No.
Oh, they come in, they look at a suit, and they'll say, "I'll see once."
That means
I'll go. Yeah, I'll just go. I'll look around.
Uh-huh. I heard this in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, the once business.
Uh-huh.
I'll do it once.
Yeah, I'll see once.
Five poles. Well, this morning. Now I put this thing on thing this morning.
Get close to the end. The tape,
yeah,
I mean.
Just about run through that one. Let's see. Oh, I wanted to ask about bread. Now, what did your mother call the bread that she made? Or what did you call it?
Home-baked bread.
Mm-hmm. And did she make other bread from flour?
Biscuits, rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon rolls.
Mm-hmm. Did she make anything like this from cornmeal?
No. Not. She may have, I don't think. Not that I know of.
Did you have...
Cornbread?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did have cornbread.
Was this sweet? Or?
No, it was not sweet. I'd have liked it better if it had been sweet.
Yeah. Let's see, did she cook that thing that you fry in deep fat? It's round with a hole in the middle.
Donuts?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Were these going up, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah. How'd you know they were going up?
Read it in the paper.
Uh-huh. They really are.
Yeah.
We got... a terrific price increase. The last time we bought suits for fall, we had to buy them without a price on them. They said they'll be from $2.50 to $5 more cost to us. And they said, we'll let you know as soon as they get the wage settled, strike. And see, we've got a lot of ours marked down, so people are really saving more than what the markdown is.
Yeah, I bought one last spring. I'm going to LSU this fall down in Baton Rouge.
More.
I have a lightweight, thank goodness.
Oh yeah, it'll be warm down there.
But I'm afraid I'm going to have to sack all my tweeds and just throw them out. I brought them down from Michigan. They've been fine here.
Yeah, yeah, they're all right here. Once it gets cold, well, they're comfortable.
Well, but these heavy Harris coats just aren't going to go very well down
no,
there.
No, they sure won't.
I'll feed the moths. Does your wife ever make those things in the morning?
Biscuits.
Oh, yeah, biscuits and those things that she cooks perhaps on a grill or a griddle or something.
Oh, pancakes.
Uh-huh. What do you put on those?
Syrup.
And what did your mother put in her bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
You ever hear that called yeast? That's pretty common.
Is it?
Oh, just a little bit of yeast. inside an egg, what are the parts?
The yolk.
What color is that?
Red, pink, and the white.
Mm-hmm. How about those that are lighter than pink, or lighter than red?
You mean they're called something else?
Well, I was just thinking about colors.
Oh, kind of yellow?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the yellow, that's right.
And in preparing eggs, how is your wife usually preparing them? Just different ways.
Well, all right, they are poached,
mm-hmm.
or soft-boiled,
mm-hmm.
or fried.
Mm-hmm. How about one that's boiled, we'll say 10 minutes?
Hard-boiled.
And what would you call a man who works on a farm for wages?
Hired hand.
You know, of course, there I want to get the difference between hard and hired.
Yeah.
In some places in the state, there is no difference. Oh, he's the hard man.
Yeah.